When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Continue to roll on till 4. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, and our very special guest that we've told you about is none other than Pauly Shore, who is now in studio with us. Welcome, man.
Yo, what's up? Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey film.
Yes, indeed.
That's you're fun. Right. He's wild, bro.
We didn't need to bring
They're
that up.
They're all dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein, this one, that. Pretty soon I'm going to actually have a job in Hollywood. You know what I mean? It'll be cool, right?
Dude, I love that you came in. The first thing he says to the intern, tell him what you said. He walks up, random intern, high fives him.
Yeah, just
says,
say, look, it's a different world. You can't sexually harass people anymore. I told him that.
The intern was like, what?
He knew. I knew. Yeah. That's why. Say what's up right here. Yeah.
What's up, Sandy? He's joining us as well. Sandy,
what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Sandy, you're gonna be on the show as well with Pauly at the Joke Joint, right?
Yeah, now, he's gonna be the star of this interview. So if I get tired, he'll just start asking questions. Ask him a question as me.
And he's gonna just answer
ask
for you
him right now. Just say, "Hey, Pauly."
Ask Pauly a question.
Okay, Pauly, what time? When did you guys get in town yesterday? How was the flight?
Dude, back up, dude. You can't just ask me that. You got to say, "How was the flight, dude? How? What do you think of Houston so far?" You can't just go be aggressive like that. You know, you got to be gentle with me.
I feel
Not cool, bro.
I like that you're coaching him.
It's like a ventriloquist act without any touching because of the Harvey Weinstein factor.
Yeah,
it's
but
fantastic.
How great is that?
That's pretty good.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
Now, but thank you for having me, Houston. This is Pauly Shore. Thank you so much for accepting me in your community. Even though I'm an LA Dodgers fan, you guys kicked our butts. That's how it is.
Are you a big Dodgers fan?
Yeah, I grew up, you know, I grew up in LA. You know,
you went to the games.
Yeah,
I
went to every game.
Nice. Yep.
And my friend Joey had a connection at Armor All.
Okay.
You know, and they got us some tickets, and it was really great. Yeah, just to, you know what I mean? I live in Silver Lake, which is 5 minutes from Dodger Stadium.
Nice.
So I can actually hear the stuff go down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was, you know, you guys did it, you know. I mean, you willed it and did it, and that's how it is, you know.
Your city needed it a little bit more.
Yeah. After Harvey. I mean, you guys had your own Harvey.
Yeah.
But I think the Harvey here in Houston.
Harvey in Houston was more devastating than Harvey in L.A.
Yes. Yeah, about the same number of people affected.
Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, exactly.
So you're in town. Barry, want to fill everybody in? Is it Joke Joint tonight and tomorrow night?
Dude, they can't come roll in. Tell them, bro. Back it up.
Joke Joint Comedy Showcase tonight.
Sandy.
Not cool, bro.
We got people just coming in the studio in the middle of the interview. What's up with that?
Cool.
They're gonna put it on Facebook Live.
You guys got to take it up with the Green Mile.
Yeah. That's our version of the
What's
Green
up?
Mile.
Yo, stand over there, bro, so you can get a better video of me. That's weird. Over there, that corner.
He's like
right
over there. Face the wall. So Joke Joint Comedy Showcase.
But you can go right there. That's perfect.
Tonight and tomorrow night, right? You've already had one show.
Yes.
So you got two more left. One show tonight. What time? 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night, 8 o'clock as well, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
JokeJointComedyShowcase.com if you want to get tickets.
Yeah, it's Wednesday in Houston. What better situation to do than go see Pauly Shore and his buddy Sandy Danto?
Now, exactly. I'll tell you what. Last time here, you did one show and it was packed. I was telling the story yesterday about how cool it is that you hang out after the show and, you know, take pictures or whatever with folks. And it was standing room only last time you were here, so they had to do three shows this time.
Well, I wanted to do three shows. You know, Ken was cool last time. I never played the club, you know. I played other clubs around here, other venues. Houston's weird, though, man. It's like a weird place. Like, comedy used to be, like, we were talking about it.
It used to be a huge hub here.
Yes.
Of comedy.
Yeah, Barry talks about it all the time. Sam Kinison.
It used to be a mecca. At one point, ten clubs in this city. And now we're down to 2.5.
Yeah, what's the half?
Well, there's the Secret Group, which is part music, part comedy.
Dude, write that down. Maybe we'll go there next time. Yeah, check it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, kids are really. Yeah,
he's like, no, bro, not cool, not cool. But it was funny that the first night we checked in, the place that Ken had us at, the hotel, they didn't have a room. And the lady there, she was really sweet. She was really nice. But she said, "Sorry, Mr. Joe, we don't got no room for you here." It was great. It's It's one of those like really ghetto ass like. Can you say ass? I don't know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
ghetto ass like hotels right off the highway. Like you can tell like there's like homeless people kind of living there. Right? What was going on? Like transit?
It was like an extended living type situation.
Yeah, it was.
But, nice. But they laid the light on for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this is the
and
place.
You can buy Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, and know. This is where Ken wanted us to stay. That's you know where Ken's at. That's cool.
Did you get
one
an upgrade?
Night, well, one night was cool. You know, to stay there one night, but you know, I'm here four nights.
Right.
You know what I mean? So me and Sandy took off. You know what I mean? Because she didn't have a room. Period. Like, the room wasn't even... Not only did I not want to stay at that hotel because it was crusty, but they didn't have a room, even if we wanted to stay at the hotel. So we immediately go on, like, what?
We go on
well,
everything.
I asked my friend Gilbert, who's a friend of mine here, and he tells me, I'm like... Because I know nothing about Houston. Like, I don't know what area to go. I don't know where to stay. So they're, like, going, go stay downtown. I'm like, my friend Gilbert, like, that's the area. So there's Zaza, Hotel Zaza, which is cool, right? I heard that's cool, right?
In a lot of ways, yes.
Yeah, there's the Embassy Suites are cool, and then you got the Hilton that's cool. You got all these other places that are cool, but we go there, and what happens?
They're all sold out. Everyone. Every room on a Monday night.
What's going on? What's in town?
Yeah, did anybody say what's going on? Because there's no reason that it
no,
should
they
be
knew
sold
I was
out.
Coming, and they just didn't want me. They wanted me to be on the streets with that swastika homeless guy that keeps attacking me. Did you see that guy? He looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah, he
dude.
Looks exactly like Charles Manson.
Who?
Dude, you guys got more homeless people here than anywhere. I swear, every freeway you get off of, there's a group of homeless.
Oh, they this attack was the one last
you. It's
night?
Like the, it's like a thriller video from Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Last night at like Wheeler on
you
down,
saw this
down
guy.
Outside of Midtown. Outside of Midtown. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I missed this.
I was on the news. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Charlie Manson.
And
he's got like
yesterday we were driving around. We went to like the Montrose area.
Yeah.
And we were getting off the freeway and we saw him. Then we were coming back to our hotel. We saw him. And then last night when we were coming back from the show, we saw him again. And he tried to attack the car.
Yeah, he started flipping us off. And I like, you know, I'm like kind of like freaking out. I'm the little Jewish kid from Beverly Hills. You know what I mean?
We need that guy.
Yeah. So, but here's the best. So he's flipping us off and he's freaking out and he's going crazy. And the second the light turns green, what do I say? I start yelling at him.
Like, come on, man.
Let's fight. And he starts chasing us.
He chased the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he got to lose?
Well, yeah.
He looks like Charlie Manson. I'm sure you people listening have seen him. He's at the bottom of every ramp.
He's the mayor of Midtown.
I was going to say he's famous in the Midtown area. Check him out.
The mayor of Midtown. Now, Joel told you guys at the break, we're doing Way Back Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we always play music from different eras, or we'll have different themes. And this time we said, well, since you were on MTV from 89 to 94, mm-hmm. all the music we've selected was from between 89 and 94.
Yeah, awesome.
Back when MTV still played music,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Are you sad to see what's happened to MTV? Because I know last year you had a joke about the fact that you kind of made MTV. You guys came up, the uh-huh. two of you made each other, so to speak. But uh-huh. are you sad to see what's happened to the network?
Well, everyone is. It's not just me. But it's just the way of the world. It's just everyone's on their phones now. Man. You know, back when I was growing up, all the kids would watch MTV. That was the thing. It's like, and then before that was the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, everyone would go, oh, I got to go see the Mickey Mouse Club. Back when I, in the 90s, I guess it was like, or 80s or 90s, it was like, oh, I got to watch what goes on at MTV. And it was like, you know, it was the focal point of every kid's mind. Like, let's see what's going on musically, fashion, everything. Yep. And now because of the internet, all the kids are on their phones and they're all on their apps. And that's just the way it is, you know.
Did you see the MTV thing coming, though? I mean, you're growing up as a kid and you know.
Did you see what coming?
Just the whole MTV network coming. Like, how did the whole thing go down where they contacted you or how'd you guys get together?
Oh, how that? Well, I was just a kid like everyone else just watching it. You know what I mean? Just sitting there going, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I started doing my stand-up, and I just developed. And then at some point, once I got more comfortable, they saw me. They brought me to spring break, and that didn't go so hot. They kind of sent me home. And then
your fault, their fault.
Well, I was nervous, and it was so massive. It was live. It was spring break. It was like hundreds of thousands of kids, and they brought me out there. And I was like, Corey Feldman was like the coolest kid back then. You know, at the time, you know what I mean? He was, like, getting all the babes. And me and Christian Slater, we weren't getting any babes. You know what I mean? And that's how it was. But then, like a couple years later, you know, I got back on. So
it's amazing.
Now, the weasel, was that developed in stand up or was that developed in MTV?
Polly. Well, bro.
When did you come up with the weasel, Polly?
Dude, way back, because my mom started the comedy store, right? The comedy store in L.A. Dude, so I used to get babysat by all the comics, and I just got nicknamed the weasel. And, you know, I raided my mom's closet, and it was like, that was it. I wanted to look like Steven Tyler.
And my mom
was like,
and like Reese's Peanut.
Go. I love it. He's like, you're not doing it. Do it.
Kind of like Reese's peanut butter cup. Take a little bit of this. Take a little bit of that, and mix it. and then you got something. You got something really special on your hands, and that was me.
I love that you're coaching him on how to do you.
He does it.
This is great.
Bad.
This is awesome.
That's awesome, man. All right, guys, hang tight. We're gonna do another
joke joint this tonight and tomorrow night. I'm only in town a couple days. This is probably sure. It's the middle of the week. It's Houston. You guys won your World Series. Now, you know, move on.
Weather sucks. You want to be indoors anyway. Nothing to watch. Nothing to do. Go see Pauly. Yeah. 45 in Fuquay.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. The joke joint.
45 South
of Fuquay.
Plenty of parking.
Usual Suspects. Don't be looking for a room in that area. Just be looking for the joke joint. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We continue to roll on. Top of the hour, 3 o'clock as we head till 4 before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. As we have very special guests in the office, shall we say.
Studio
office.
You want to tell them it was the quilt convention?
Yeah, Lamont texted the show and said the reason why there's no hotels downtown is there's a huge-ass quilt convention in town.
Mm.
That's insane to me. They sold out.
Yeah, I saw a feature on the news last week, and they said it's literally the Super Bowl of quilting.
Wow.
That's
who
cool.
knew, right?
That's weird. Why bring that to Houston?
There's probably some dope-ass quilts here, though.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase.
I mean, I bet if you grab a quilt, you can cuddle up and watch the TV and put a quilt around you. That's pretty nice.
And if we can bring this whole thing together, then you could either be in the band with a hot quilt, or there might be some hot chicks making quilts at the convention. I was telling these guys about previously.
I have a feeling hot chicks don't make quilts. I don't think that's a thing.
You never know. It could be a whole millennial thing, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I guess so.
They make quilts out of needles. Vintage t-shirts. You know?
That's true. Patches.
They're now, skilled with needles.
Are you guys Lakers fans from L.A.?
No. I'm very interested in this new team. But
I'm a basketball fan.
Okay.
I like all basketball. I mean, you guys got Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool.
For you, Clippers over Lakers or other way around?
Yeah, I just like good basketball. Like, you know, I'm a LeBron fan.
Okay.
I know he's playing tomorrow here. But you know, Boston, I'm stoked on them. They're doing well. Kyrie seems like he's having fun. Who else? Milwaukee's doing good.
Big trade for Milwaukee. Too.
Milwaukee, they got the guy from Arizona, right?
Yep.
Little troublemaker.
Bledsoe.
Right. We'll see what happens there. So everyone's kind of like, you know, everyone is whatchamacallit. Everyone is moving around and trying to balance out. You know, everyone wants Golden State, so, right?
Yeah. Is the Ball family a big deal in L.A.? Because, of course, in Sports Talk Radio, we talk a lot about Lonzo Ball and his dad and Big Baller. Is it a big deal in L.A.?
Yeah. I mean, anywhere he goes, he stirs up a bunch of people coming up to him and people definitely talking about him there. But, like, you know, just like with any famous person in L.A., people are kind of over it.
Right. God, I wish the rest of the country would be over it.
Yeah. Why, they think he's sliced bread?
No, just tired of talking about it.
It's just a pain in the ass. They thought it was his 15 seconds of fame, and 15 seconds has lasted like way too long, 15 months,
seems like. Lonzo keeps passing the ball as soon as he gets it and shooting 30%, they're not going to be talking about him for too much longer.
Plus, he may be making a lot of express flights to China unless he gets his kid out of jail.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah, he's got some things to worry about.
Explain what's going on in China again, because I heard about
it. Yeah, so the middle brother, LiAngelo was shoplifting and got allegedly caught shoplifting.
He was on a trip there with UCLA.
So UCLA's there. They're supposed to play there Saturday night.
Wow.
Right next to the hotel is a Louis Vuitton shop.
Wow.
And he and two other, I think, freshmen, all three freshmen, supposedly stole sunglasses.
Mm.
So they held both teams, they're playing Georgia Tech, in a room for 5 hours and started questioning them. They let the Georgia Tech guys go about halfway through. They narrowed it down to who they thought from UCLA, and then they threw the three kids in jail. Now, supposedly they've bailed out, but now we're hearing there's a 99% prosecution rate for stealing in China, and the sentence is between 3 and 5 years.
So,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Not Ball might have some work to do.
Maybe he can play for the China League.
Yeah, Yao Ming's over there. Yeah. You know, he might, might want
to
help
that
him out.
That might be better for him, actually. Didn't Allen Iverson go over to play for the Chinese League?
Yeah. Did he?
Plus, Marbury. Trump's over there now. Yeah. Trump can bail.
I think Josh Smith is there right now.
No, he just got signed by New Orleans.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right. Jay Smoove got another chance in the league.
It's kind of like, what is it? It's like big fish, small pond, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you go over there, and you're not in the NBA, but you're in, like, the Asian League, and he's probably killing it over there.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley averaged, like, 40 points and 20 rebounds.
And Marbury goes over there. He creates his own brand, the Starberry shoe, mm-hmm. 15 bucks a pair.
Yeah.
Those are blowing up.
And, of course, they're made in America.
Wrong.
Well, but I'm pumped.
And then they win. They win like several titles, and now he's got like a statue.
Yeah, he's big time.
He's like a, hero. Chinese baby. Huh?
What? Now, okay.
Let's talk about women's basketball. All right, next conversation.
No. Exactly. You want to talk soccer next? Next page.
I mean, I love women doing anything that guys do. I think that's cool. But basketball, I don't want to see women play basketball.
Not a big WNBA fan.
Well, it's just like I don't want to see women not look attractive. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
They don't look attractive when they're playing basketball.
Not
do
a season
they?
Ticket holder for the Sparks?
No, I like, maybe
it turns
female,
me on when I get dunked on.
I think female like volleyball players are kind of hot.
Okay, beach? Yeah.
Yeah, beach volleyball Definitely. Players are kind of hot. Female golfers are hot. That's
really?
Kind of sexy. Yeah,
wrestlers.
Like, no, I don't. Oh, the boxing babes, the UFC
or
babes?
Or WWE.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's I don't know about the MMA. That's I don't want to
Have you ever
like
been with like
ass.
A really buff chick?
No. That's what I'm saying. I don't want a girl that could whip my ass. Never.
You've never
have you?
Been with like I want to be with one, which makes me think I might be gay. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because being with a chick that's really buff is like being with a what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a dude.
Okay.
But it's you know what
strong
I mean?
Jawline.
You want to verify
beat you
that
at arm
she
wrestling?
Doesn't have outdoor plumbing before
think,
you get to that point?
No, but I think it would be bizarre to be with a really buff chick. You know what I mean? Like the kind of chiseled up kind that's like kind of steroidy, you know?
Like she could whack you around the room?
She's got a golf ball for, you know what I'm talking about.
Golf ball.
You know what I mean?
Yes, you could say it. It's the medical term for
it.
No, you don't want to.
Clitoris?
Yeah, you could say it. That's the medical term for it.
Golf ball clitoris.
Yeah, you could say that.
There you go.
He's like, well, I can really say that?
Nick's in there going, I'm not even going to push the button on that one.
Now, we're on tape delay, right?
Yeah, there's 8 seconds if you say something wrong.
But now, but females, but WNBA.
Not your thing?
They need like a Michael Jordan type player to bring them into the mainstream.
Do they?
They thought they had
they
that with Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops, but that didn't happen.
And Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, but she went overseas to play because they didn't pay
for
her
1 year. She's back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the girl from here who dunks, who went to high school,
Brittany
Griner.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Didn't she get in trouble
for having a voice deeper than all of ours?
Yeah.
That's not why.
Oh no.
No.
I like babes though. Babes are cool. Yeah.
Now I have a question for you. Yeah. So are. There's a show out. I don't know you. I mean, I'm sure you know about it, but it's called "I'm Dying Up Here."
Yes.
Are you a fan of that show?
Ask Polly right there.
Polly, are you a fan of that show?
Well,
dude, it's okay. I mean, it's like I lived it, so it's like I watch it, I dissect it. It's like, no, bro, that's not what happened.
I was gonna say because if you don't know, a lot of people think that some of it is loosely based or combined on the Comedy Store, which Polly, your mom started. Mitzi started the Comedy Store, and a lot of people will say it was the first like legit comedy club.
Yeah, it's like they're telling my mom's story, but like she's not the one telling it. So you tell me if that's right.
Yeah, that's what I was curious to see. I mean, like, did you?
Well,
do you take
a lot
of.
I mean, for me, it's weird to watch. You know what I mean? Because it's not true at all.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, is this a good show or a bad show? And I think it was a pretty good show. Just as a show, because it's like. Most people just sit there and pick their nose and like, is this good or bad? Like, people don't dive into something and be like, and dissect it. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, is this dope or is it not dope? Do I want to watch it? Do I not want to watch it? And I think it's pretty cool. But then there's all that stuff about my mom, which, that's Jim Carrey's version of the book. You know, he licensed or he optioned a book called I'm Dying Up Here based off of, comedy in the 70s. And it was written by some dude that wasn't really part of the Comedy Store at all. And but he took a lot of stories. Do you know what I mean?
That he heard.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a choice? I mean, were you always going to be a stand-up comic, or was it one of those things where it was you had a choice?
Polly, what's up, bro?
Dude, yeah, I was born this way, like Lady Gaga, right?
Do you get asked this a lot? Is that how you, I mean, like...
No, okay. I answered it, sorry. I don't know. I just, it's one of those things that I was fortunate in life to find something that I would do because I love to do it. I think that's the key. I'm not saying you guys are getting paid a lot of money to do what you're doing right now. Probably not.
Nope.
Right? But my point is you love it.
Yeah.
You come in here, you love sports, you love being connected to the people, and that's your motivation. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going, oh my God, like for this week I'm here with Ken at the joke show. It's not like I get paid millions of dollars. Get paid a little bit, but once I'm on stage, I really enjoy myself. And I enjoy, I mean, I'm getting more from the audience than the audience is getting from me. Meaning like that love, that like
that connection.
That connection, yeah, because I don't have it at home. You know, my mom's sick, I don't get along with my brothers. You know what I mean? I'm kind of by myself. I have a girlfriend, but you know, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, you know what I mean?
But growing up in that environment, was it something that you felt like you watched it and felt like you had to do it, or you wanted to do it, or it was just like you were always around all the different comedians
My brothers and my sister have been around it just as much as me, and they're not into it.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you look at any actor family that grows up, I think, you know, with a family that's in the business, you know, three of them get into it, two of them don't. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I've always been into making people laugh.
Cool.
You know, like, and then the movies and all that shit. You know? Yeah. So, oops. I said.
Oh, Nick.
Now.
Should have been paying attention.
Now, do you get, because you do, you know, you do the shows, and I think you're in Dallas. When you leave here, you're headed up to Dallas for the weekend to do Hyenas Club up there, which is a great club. I like Randy up there, too. Do you get tired of, because I know you get it a lot, where people come up, oh, it's the Weasel,
hey,
and doing
buddy,
all the stuff
say,
from,
say
do you get sick of it?
I get tired when people what?
Dude, it's like you're doing me to me, right?
Yeah.
I get tired like when this. You're asking me if people
ask me.
Wait, watch this. It's funny, right?
Do it, yeah. Sandy.
Dude, I get tired of people asking me if I'm tired of people doing me to me.
Dude, that's okay.
Sense.
Yeah, that makes
people
sense.
People always ask me what you ask me. It's hilarious.
I'm sure, but I mean, I would personally get sick of it. It would drive me nuts.
It's, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you, you
right.
know?
It's flattering.
Yeah.
But it's overdone, right?
Who cares? I made it. People know who I am. It's like,
well, we were talking about it yesterday.
Why would I be at all like, I mean, you know what? I'm successful in the business that I got into based on the fact that people know me.
Yeah.
Good or bad. You know what I mean? It's like, you're in the business and show business to make it and have people recognize you.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, like your work, you like this. Like, if they didn't do that, then that would be not good. Imagine
when you look at MTV or anybody thinks MTV, the most famous person coming out of the MTV generation is you. Mm. I mean, someone suggested Carson Daly, maybe way down the line. Mm. But when you think MTV,
he was
especially
later
in the early
and
years,
he never got into films. He's always been like a host,
right?
You know,
right?
I mean?
And he did a lot of he had the late night
talk
show.
Carson is more of an interviewer, you know, or like a host,
right?
Yeah, I was like acting in films and stand up and albums and music and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming out. Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. What we're going to do right now is we're going to give away a pair of tickets to your show tonight at the Joke Joint. So we'll take caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Caller number 5, you're going to have two tickets waiting for you at Will Call. Our interns will get your information. Just name, number, and email, Nick. And then it'll be you plus one with tickets waiting for you at the Joke Joint. Will Call.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. Caller number 5.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being here, Sandy.
And go Rockets, and congratulations to the Astros. I know Houston needed it. I mean, I haven't seen the areas that have been hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know my hotel room looks pretty bad, but that wasn't from Harvey. But where's the areas that are still kind of tweaked?
They're still all over the place.
Yeah,
there's a lot close by Meyerland in that area, Bel Air, where, you know, neighborhoods.
So like looking out the window right now, was there water? You saw it?
You can see it all over the place, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it get sucked out?
Bayous. It's the bayou city. A lot of water. A lot of the water that accumulates in this city goes from the bayous out to, you know, the Gulf. I mean,
and one of the sticking points is they have reservoirs, and the reservoirs were ready to burst. So then when they released that water, neighborhoods that otherwise wouldn't have gotten flooded got flooded too. So it was.
So how are you guys fixing it?
It's been that way since Houston's been here. They're not fixing it, I guess, is the short answer. They're not doing anything about it.
The 100-year flood, it wasn't supposed to happen for another 100 years.
Oh. They said it was, you know, there's the 100-year floods and the 500-year floods, which is supposed to be how often it occurs. They said this was like a 800-year flood, so yeah. It was that bad. So they don't expect it to happen like that again, but yeah, around the city, they're not fixing it.
So how much money did the government and FEMA and all that give you guys?
They're still sorting that out.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? A lot of my friends and coworkers here still haven't got their FEMA money. I know Michelle, who works in our promotions department, hasn't gotten her FEMA money yet.
Lost
so
everything.
Lost everything.
And J.J. Watt raised
still rebuilding.
Almost 40 mil, but they're trying to sort out the best way to be upfront in distributing that. So
still rebuilding. It's going to take a year. It's going to take a while.
There's also Houston.
Trust the process.
Houston itself seems a little thrashed, though, just like as far as buildings and, right? Anyways,
yeah, it's old.
It's old, right?
Yeah.
See? It needs help. It needs a lot of assistance in that, right?
Yeah, I said that a while back when I got back from Dallas and I got in trouble because people got mad at me being from Houston that I said I think Dallas is a cleaner city. Oh.
Yeah,
I caught hell for that. I caught hell for that. So well, Polly, thank you for being here. Sandy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Again, thanks, guys. Joke Joint Comedy Showcase.
Follow us on Snapchat, Polly Shore, Twitter, Polly Shore, Instagram, Polly Shore, Sandy
Danto.
D-A-N-T-O. We'll be there tonight. Joke Joint, Polly Shore, and
Sandy Danto.
Signing off. Later, dudes.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.